with the winner of the IK9 Service Dog 200, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Extreme Concepts IK9 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start here with Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. I have a few. Once Allgaier and Bell had the issue, I mean, was it just a matter of making sure not to do anything stupid?
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, it was, it looked that way. And sure, you could assume that. But our main competition was the 20 and a little bit of the 7, but mainly the 20. And obviously, when he had his issues, that was certainly a change for the race and what was going to happen thereafter.
And now that you're at 198, you'll have a shot at Auto Club to hit 200. Place, I think you have 6 Xfinity wins and 3 Cup wins. So how would you assess the chances of hitting 200 there?
I'd assess it pretty good, I guess. You know, it'd certainly be nice to get it done while on the West Coast swing, but, you know, it's not a necessity. It'll happen when it happens, and you can't push too hard and do stupid things or make mistakes in order to think too much about that number. You just got to let the race kind of play out and let it come to you, and that's what we did majority today. You know, it was not looking pretty there early on with Christopher as good as he was and us not being so great, and then we just kept working on it, making adjustments to it, kept getting our car better, got closer to Christopher, and was able to actually hold him off there second to last restart, I think, and then, you know, from there, the last run of the race was really good for us too.
And with all the debate over 200, are you looking forward to hitting that mark, or now are you just like, okay, let's just get it over with?
I mean, I think it's a pretty cool accomplishment. I mean, there's so many different ways you can argue it or debate it or whatever, and it has nothing to do with Richard. It's just solely a number, and I think it's an accomplishment of its own. You know, with Richard's accomplishment and what he's been able to do and what he's done for the sport, that's huge. I feel as though, you know, I've been in this position to win as many races as I have due to a lot of great people. And being able to go out there and celebrate, you know, 200 wins is, it's I don't know that it'll happen again. But if it does, then that person should certainly cherish that moment. So I hate that, you know, you get beat up so much about an accomplishment. But I guess that's part of life. You know, haters gonna hate.
We'll go to Reed and then back to Wolfgang.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. I forget exactly when you told us you were after 200, but it was a while ago.
Yeah, I want to say it was Richmond years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
And presumably with two to go, you're going to get there pretty soon. So what happens at the reset and what's next?
I don't know. You just 250, I guess, you know, the race to 250. Certainly, as I get older here, it's going to start slowing down. And with the restrictions that I'm under, it's going to start slowing down. It already has slowed down. I would have been to 200 a hell of a long time ago if I could have run as many races as I wanted to and truck and Xfinity and whatnot. But, you know, it's about being able to win on Sundays. You know, I feel like I've won a bunch of races on Sundays. I've got 51 of them. And, you know, the race there is going to be the race to 100. On that side. So I think that's kind of what I guess the next goal will be, is to, you know, try to get 100 cup wins.
We'll go to Wolfgang and then up front here to Pat.
Yeah. Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations. You said earlier you did adjustments to the cars. Can you go more into details? What kind of adjustments?
I don't know what they were doing. I think some of it was track bar because I was really free, really loose. And typically track bar is a good adjustment here because the track is so flat. It gives you that lateral grip that you're looking for. And then some air pressure adjustments and air pressure changes to keep the car turning in the long haul. So I would guess that those were the things that Ben was doing.
Pat Tickle and NASCAR.com, not to keep harping on 200, but does it matter to you which series it comes in? Like, does it make any difference?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does. I think it would certainly mean more if it came in a cup car than if it did in an Xfinity or a truck, but you know, it is what it is. You know, it's going to happen eventually. And, you know, like I said, just the opportunity is there. And, you know, I get to go to Texas and run a triple, and Martinsville and run two races. And so, you know, there's a lot of double up races or triple up races here in the beginning part of the season. And so, you know, it could happen in a truck at Martinsville, you know, and if it does, it does. And so be it. You know, we'll still celebrate win number 200, and we'll go tackle some more cup wins as we keep going.
Are there any final questions? That is another one.
Do you have the celebration planned yet? Like a giant cake or something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are you going to do, right? So I don't know. I don't know what the game plan is. Hopefully NASCAR's got something figured out, because it's their sandbox, and whether or not they want to blow it up and make it special for someone who's won 200 races or not, then so be it. You can't have a self-promotion party, right? Woohoo! Look at me.
We'll come right back down here to Bob.
I mean, you were 7 years old, I think, when Richard ran his last race. Did you ever watch him race, or do you have? It's only your view of him, what you've seen on film.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't recall very much of Richard at all when I was a kid. I do remember Jeff Gordon's first race was Richard Petty's last race. I do remember that, and I think Richard crashed out and he had damage for much of that race. But you know, when was Richard's last win? Was it 84? So, I mean, that was before I was born. So, dude won an awful lot of races, but it was all before my time. So, you know, that's just kind of the way that it was. And even Daryl, for instance, you know, I remember watching Daryl later on in his career. And, you know, that was kind of the days when Gordon was coming up and Bobby was becoming better. You know, Rusty was there, obviously. Earnhardt was there. Mark was there. All those Dale Jarrett, all those guys that were big names in the mid to late 90s was my time. It's not my job to compare or tell you whether or not what I did was harder or easier. It's not my job. There's other people out there that can argue that fact that have seen Richard Petty race races back at the fairgrounds when he ran 50 lappers and it was a cup race, you know, and there were 16 cars in the field, you know. So it's not for me to argue. I don't care. Again, what I said from the beginning of all of this is it's not a comparison to Richard Petty's 200 wins. It is not. It is my own and an accomplishment on itself that should stand alone, separate from Richard. I mean, hell, I could say right now that I'm the winningest driver on pavement in NASCAR ever in the top three series, because Richard doesn't have 200 pavement wins, right? So, booyah. Again, self-promotion.
Any final questions?
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks.